How are you? Every time I say that, I think of the SpongeBob episode where Squidward tells SpongeBob that he wishes SpongeBob would be normal. So SpongeBob takes his word to heart and he watches this video and it brainwashes him into being normal. If you get to know me, or if you are on the Discord, which I really, really hope you will join, if you haven't already, because we play games. So we have established gaming nights, which is every Tuesday and Thursday nights. But a lot of the time, recently, anyways, it seems like we're playing games pretty much every night. And that ranges from Among Us to, Dead Before Daylight. We started with Terraria. We did some V Rising. I think we will start playing D4, Diablo 4. Yay, Diablo 4. Probably by the end of July. And yeah, so if you haven't joined the Discord, please do. We're really fun to get to know. But also, I do understand the reticence some people might have because once you hear someone, you have an idea of what this person is like, and I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm some kind of celebrity or some famous person, but I mean, you hear someone long enough and then you start to form a picture of who they are, what they look like, what they're like. You can't help it. That's just the way we're built. But I think that a lot of people who enjoy listening to my audios would probably be really disappointed if they got to know the real me, which is all you'll get on the Discord. So I understand if some people don't want to join the Discord. But if you do, I think you would really enjoy the community. We have a really nice family. Everyone is super just, we've got the dads and the moms and the annoying little cousins. But yeah, so going back to the, SpongeBob thing. Yeah, so I really like SpongeBob. Anyways, so I've been meaning to do a ramble for a while. I had a hard time doing it for the longest time because I don't actually really like talking about myself. I prefer listening to other people because I love listening to people and the stories they have. And I don't think that I'm a particularly interesting person. I'm really not. I might have been like 3, 4, 5 years ago when I was traveling the world. When I say traveling the world, I mean like all through Asia due to my previous job as a freelance expat, digital nomad. I did a lot more exciting things then. Now that I have chosen one place to make my home, I wake up, have some coffee, and then I sit in front of the computer from about 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then I have dinner and then I go back to the computer and then I go to bed at around 9:30. And that's just how it's been since my YouTube career. Speaking of my YouTube career, can you guys believe that I've only been doing this for a little, no, actually, you know what? I think it is almost exactly 4 months. My first video, I think, was posted the last days of February, like February 28th. And now it's June 28th, right? So February, so March, April, May, June. Yeah, so 4 months. Wow. It has been amazing. I never thought that I could do a complete career change with this. Because to be honest, what I do requires a certain amount of talent in the art of acting. And I am a very terrible actor. So it was very surprising to me that the channel has been as successful as it has. We crossed 20,000 subscribers a few days ago. I honestly have a hard time believing it. I didn't make a congrats on the 20,000K sub like a lot of other YouTubers do. And it's this is not a jab on them. I mean, you know, I think most people should do it as a way of at least keeping track of their achievements, right? Because getting 20,000 subs on YouTube is quite an achievement. But I wanted to make this, part of the reason why I wanted to record this was because I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for believing in me, for trusting me to continue to put out quality content, even though it has been like just these past 4 months have just whooshed over the top of my head. Like I blink and it's like, you know, I make my first video, I blink, and then already it's like the middle of May. I have met so many wonderful people through my YouTube channel, through the Discord, through my Patreon. And I am so grateful, because the thing about being a digital nomad is you are always moving around. At least that was the case for me. I've lived in Korea, I've lived in China, I lived in Vietnam, I lived in Japan, I was in Thailand for an extended period of time, but I wasn't there for like a whole year, so I don't count that as living. Did the same in Cambodia, now I live in Taiwan. And this was, you know, just once I graduated from college. And even after that, actually, I lived in Chicago for a few years. God, I feel like I've got something on my nose. Oof. So with all of the moves that I do, which is completely voluntary, I really love to travel, as you can probably ascertain. And the thing is, though, once I am at a place for an extended period of time, I start feeling a little antsy. And I kind of feel like, I wonder what it would be like to live in this country. And usually I felt like that after about maybe 2 or 3 years of living in one country. I haven't had that experience yet living in Taiwan, Taipei. If anyone listening to this is considering a vacation to Asia, may I recommend Taiwan as your first Asian destination? Taipei. Even if you really love Japan, Japan is a little expensive, and the facilities for tourists, I feel like, is not as good as they are in Taipei. So, I hit the mic, sorry. Anyways, so that's the thing about moving so often. It's really hard for me to put down roots and meet friends. I mean, I do have friends, and because they too are also digital nomads, they are all over the place. Like, I met one of my really good friends, like, we met in China, and then we met in Vietnam. Like, yeah, this is so weird because We first met in China, and then we each decided to move to Vietnam separately. And then like a year later, we meet in Vietnam and we stay there for like a year or two. And then I moved to Taiwan. She moves to New York City, NYC. She's living this city life. I am too, but to a lesser extent. Anyway, so that's a thing. You know, you move everywhere and it's really hard to make friends. So to have this community that I found through my YouTube channel has been such a humbling, grounding, loving family for me. If you are part of my Discord, you will probably have heard me mention my family. I have a very big family. I'm not really close to anyone, though. So I'm... For me, family is not necessarily like the people that you grew up or the people that share your same blood, but family is who you consider the closest to you. And, you know, like people in the Discord, on my Discord, which, by the way, was not started by me. It was started by a very kind subscriber whom I shall not mention. Most everyone in Discord knows who he is. Started the Discord and has made it one of my favorite places to go on the internet. In life, really. I keep telling everyone, hey, I'm going to take a break from Discord for a bit because I really need to focus on my work. Because I'm leaving for a four-week-long family reunion in Korea in like 3 days. And I was trying to record a surplus of materials so that I wouldn't have to take my mic or my audio interface with me. But I have been very unsuccessful at staying away from the Discord because it brings me so much joy to interact with everyone and celebrate each other's really, you know, great accomplishments and then comfort everyone when, you know, we all have our really shitty days. So because of the Discord group, I am having to take my audio interface, like all my equipment with me to Korea. I don't know how I'm going to get any work done there. Oh God, I'm breaking out in hives just thinking about it. But yeah, so if you didn't already know, I have talked about it in my Patreon. Or I guess I am posting this on Patreon. yeah, but I will be just in case you don't know or forgot, I will be on vacation from the 1st, July 1st to the 23rd. I'm coming back on the 23rd, hopefully, which is a Sunday. So hopefully I will be back working on the 24th, because this isn't like a vacation. This is a come back and explain yourself to the entire family kind of family thing. So the uploads are going to be very weird. I'm not sure. I will try my best to continue to do the podcasts, but I'm not sure how successful I will be at that. I honestly feel like the bedtime stories will be a lot more successful because there is less prep I have to do with that, because that's basically just what, like, reading, right? Whereas with the podcast stuff, I actually have to do research, and it's just, there's just a lot of stuff involved. And that's, like, you know, on top of making sure there's daily content on Patreon. I've had to cut back on my YouTube content. If you've noticed, I, instead of posting daily on YouTube as well, I now do every other day uploads, which is still good. Yeah, it's still good. It's just, I'd like to do daily, and hopefully I can return to daily uploads on YouTube when I get back. But I guess we'll just have to see. I really don't know what to say now. Can you tell I did not have any single idea when I started this audio? I just pressed record and I was like thinking, I was like, oh God, I guess I could talk about the 20K and then keep trying to convince more people to join the Discord, even though it's really difficult for the mods because we only have like two or three right now, and they try really hard, and I really appreciate all the hard work they do, but also I can't help them, because if I am given like modding duties, I'm sure the power will go to my head and I will just ban people left and right. I have a nasty temper. I blame my mother for this. Or rather, I guess I should say I am thankful to my mother, because while there are situations where I'm sure people think me obnoxious and brash, at least no one feels like they can take advantage of me. But on the other hand, though, there are many situations where diplomacy opens more doors than just, you know, smashing them with a sword. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I think that's it. I just really wanted to make this post to thank you guys so much for everything. I never thought I would get this far, and I have, and it is so much fun. It feels wrong to make money doing something so fun. Like, I would do this for free. But also, like, I'm an idiot and I quit my job, so now I kind of need to get paid. So please don't ask me to demonetize my videos. Although, actually, my videos are all currently demonetized on YouTube right now. So enjoy it while you can. I still gotta wait a few days for AdSense to get back to me. God, I hate talking about myself. I really don't. I'm honestly kind of a garbage human being, and I say that in the most fondest way possible. I'm very human, guys. I can be petty, and I can be very vindictive. But the thing is, I'm also, and I really need you guys to know this, I am incredibly emphatic, and so, you know, I get really worked up in Discord when people start talking about like the garbage political system in the States right now, or like the whole Titan submarine implosion, you know, getting like all these like press articles, whereas the migrant ship capsizing with like 600 people dying, getting barely a blip in the news cycle, really rubs me the wrong way. So I made a lot of jokes about the people dying on the submarine. It is kind of in poor taste, but I will only apologize to the people whose family are directly related to the submarine crash. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That is it. You guys are awesome. You are amazing. You are the reason why I continue to do this every day. When someone sends me a message on either Patreon or an email or through Discord or YouTube, and they tell me, hey, thank you for recording this. I fell asleep before I even reached the end. That makes me so happy. I am so happy because like you guys who listen to my audio, I am also an insomniac. I have a really hard time sleeping. And the only thing that will help me sleep is watching SpongeBob episodes. I don't know why. It's not TV. That's the thing. It's gotta be SpongeBob. And see, here's the thing, right? Like, I will go through different TV shows. So before SpongeBob, it was Bob's Burgers. And before Bob's Burgers, I think it was like The Regular Show. And before that, for some bizarre reason, it was Cupcake and Dino, which is like this very little known, but incredibly eye-wateringly bright children's cartoon on Netflix. I was so sad when I heard they did not get a season 3. Anyways, and then before Cupcake and Dino, it was Courage the Cowardly Dog. And then before that, I don't remember. But I think SpongeBob is probably the longest running one. I think I've been playing that. I think SpongeBob has been lulling me to sleep for about 3 years now. It's so bizarre. But because, and if I didn't have SpongeBob, I would absolutely be in a load of trouble. So if I could be your SpongeBob, that fills me with so much happiness and joy and accomplishment. And I'm also so grateful to the scriptwriters who have written these scripts and provided them for free for other people to record. That's amazing. I write scripts. Well, actually, in my past life, I was a writer. I was a freelance author. I still am. I'm now that my Patreon and YouTube has reached a certain point. I feel like I can take a little more time and get back into writing, because writing was something that I have shamefully ignored since February. But it's something that brings me a lot of joy. So I try to write. I'm trying to write more now. But anyways, it's a lot of work to write. And it takes a lot of time. And there are these people who will spend their time. And time is worth more than gold. I don't know what anyone else tells you. Time is more precious than gold. These people, they have wasted the world's most precious commodity for us, the recorders, the ASMR artists, the audio roleplay artists. And we make money off of it, off the ads and the Patreon. And I commission a lot of scriptwriters. And I, like, for the ones, like, for example, for Debo Kukris, who writes the excellent hypnosis videos, I always tip him every time a new script of his comes out. He doesn't ask for it, but I do it because I recognize that here is an accomplishment. Here is something that deserves to be rewarded. And I am honored that you think I deserve to be rewarded for doing something as silly as sitting in front of a microphone and pretending to be a unhinged stalker girl who won't leave you alone. With that, I think I will say my goodbye. I know it's quite abrupt, but I think I've already talked way more about me than I'm comfortable with. But I do want to make a very, very friendly reminder that the scripts that I choose to record, I record them because I find the source material to be interesting and because I find it to be well written. I might not necessarily agree with the views that are in the script. And I know that sounds insane. Like you're probably thinking, if she doesn't like it, why would she record it? But there are certain works where I have found the idea to be kind of abhorrent, but I can't help but record it because it is too damn well written. One of them would be the Ninth Dancing Lady, which was I forget when I posted that, but it was one of the But it's the one where, you know, there's that painter. It's the long form narrative. There's that painter, the painter who paints people into his pictures and then he steals their life force and stuff. That really teetered on the, ooh, this is very dubious. Like, this is rape, kind of. And I'm not okay with rape. I need you guys to realize that this is just a fantasy. I do not condone rape in any form or fashion. Personally, I find that people who crow about rapists getting sent to prison and getting raped, like literally getting raped to death, there are people who like laugh about this on like forums like Reddit and stuff. That I find to be really disgusting. I'm not a big fan of the Code of Hammurabi thing, you know, an eye for an eye thing. But, you know, in the form of content that that contains rape, I will record it if it is well written. And The Ninth Dancing Lady was really well written. Actually, the writer of that script, Late Stage Infernalism, is an excellent, excellent writer. And I say that as someone who made money off writing. Very good author. And so I am. So I did record another one of his stories, which was the kind of the confessional one that was posted last Sunday. The one about the girl in the shower and then the guy shows up and it's very dubious. It is yeah. That made some people uncomfortable. I did receive a couple of messages on Patreon about that. And I addressed it. I'm addressing it now. I'm sorry. It was disturbing to you. I'm very sorry. A few of you canceled your subscription. That is entirely your choice. I just want to perform good material, and that was very good material. And saying that, I must now prepare you for another script of Late Stage Infernalisms that is even more hardcore. Oh my god, that is even more hardcore than the shower confessional. So I just want to let you guys know beforehand, before that gets released, because it will get released probably either this Sunday or the next. I just thought it was a very interesting concept. That's all. I don't want to spoil anything because I think it's a really interesting story, and I personally do not feel like I have done it justice, but I did the best I could. But the concept of dubious consent is an interesting one, and I don't want to shame anyone's kink. I absolutely do not, unless it's like pedophilia, which in that case, that's very illegal. Please do not. If you are into pedophilia, I'm sure there are licensed, trained psychologists who can help you. Yeah. I really don't know what to say. But aside from like that, I think that any and all kinks everyone's wired, you know, should be respected. Everyone's wired differently. Me personally, my kinks are, yeah, I think I'm just gonna, I think I'm just gonna say goodbye here. Thank you guys once again so, 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 so much. You guys are amazing. And I am sorry I sound nasally through this whole thing. I am currently, allergies are going nuts on me right now, and I can only breathe out of one nostril. Yeah, you have no idea how hard it was for me to not sniffle throughout this whole thing. And if I have, I did not notice. All right, guys. I hope to see you guys very soon, either on Patreon or Discord or YouTube. Probably not YouTube, though, because I won't post this on YouTube. So you'll only get this if you're on Patreon. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for being on my Patreon and for supporting me. I'm so appreciative. And this time, I'm really going to go. Have a great day, guys.